very good morning to you, friends. It is Wednesday, March the 6th. Thanks for stopping by for this edition of the Pinpoint Podcast midweek. And it got a little hot yesterday. It got a lot of hot yesterday. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some rain chances and cooler temperatures on the way. We've got Max Crawford alongside with us. Let's get into it. But first,
statistics with Shell.
So 90 on March 5th. In fact, it's the first time we've ever reached 90 degrees on March 5th in Bryan and College Station's recorded history. And it only took like 64 days into the year to get there. In fact, if you want to stay on that little thread, we did this earlier by 61 days than when we found 90 degrees in 2023. We didn't get to that until early May last year. So at 3:30, the thermometer over at Eastwood Airport reached 89 degrees. That tied the all-time hottest temperature for the day with 1991. And then at 3:41, that thermometer clicked to 90 degrees to set the new record for the second day in a row and to mark that first 90 degree ever on March 5th. So let's put this into perspective for us, shall we? 90s in March, it's honestly not that common. We have 142 years of record keeping under our belt, right? Since 1882, only 15 years have recorded at least one 90 degree high temperature in the month of March. That's 11% of our Marches. Only 7 or 5% of them have recorded two or more, and only 2 or 1% of them have had three or more. There's only been one month in the month of March that we've experienced four 90 degree days, and that happened back in 1911. Just some other quick stats for you. It had been 119 days since our last time we had reached 89 degrees. That was on November 7th. And it had been 129 days since October 28th that we had seen at least a 90 degree temperature. By the way, this is about 85 days earlier when the first average 90 is expected. Usually that doesn't come until around, say, May 29th. So with this being the hottest March 5th of record, something else to note. In 2022, we topped off at 83. That tied for the fifth warmest March 5th of record. Back in 2021, and then again on 2023, we topped off at 80, which was the seventh warmest of record. Four of the top five warmest March 5ths that we have on hand has happened since 2009. I've got a whole lot more details, what went into this and how climate change plays a role in it. All that is up right now at kbtx.com. It's in your KBTX Pinpoint Weather app as well.
Moving forward, very, very slowly. Hey, we shaved off about 5 degrees from the morning low yesterday to this morning. Don't mention it. You were so welcome. And this afternoon, we hope to do the same too. Going for highs in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. And once this fog, this low cloud cover clears, we've got mostly sunny skies once again on this Wednesday. Thursday is going to start and likely finish steamy. Sorry, but we do have some changes pretty shortly after that. We mentioned the storm potential as early as Thursday. Well, the Storm Prediction Center, in line with high-res model data, has shifted that risk a little bit to the west of the Brazos Valley through the duration of Thursday, and that includes Thursday night now. So at the moment, anyway, it looks like Thursday is going to be mainly quiet in our neck of the woods, but the thunderstorms that come together Thursday will play a role in what we experience Thursday night into early Friday. Now, big thunderstorms are expected to form along and west of I-35, and as they continue to move eastward over the course of the evening, the overnight, and potentially into the early morning hours, we could be impacted in some way in the Brazos Valley. Right now, it looks like these storms will either just pass to our north or fall apart as they move into the area, but we won't rule that out just yet. That's why you'll still see a little storm cloud there Thursday night headed into Friday. But it still looks like the first half of the day Friday is going to be our best chance for showers, a couple thunderstorms, and maybe a couple of strong ones at that. Along and north of Highway 21, so the northern half of the Brazos Valley, if you will, is outlined in that 2 out of 5 risk for severe weather. And this will be a brief window, but as cooler air eventually spills in to finish the day, this is around midday into early afternoon, that severe risk will go kapoof. I don't know what noise that was. Severe risk is going to go down after that cold front passes through. So that essentially means midnight to about 12 noon on Friday. We're going to be keeping an eye on the Pinpoint radar for you. Showers, couple thunderstorms capable of strong winds, and maybe some hail are the main things that we are watching, though a tornado risk is not totally ruled out at this point. I'm just not really concerned about it right now. We will monitor trends as we go through the next 24 hours especially, but I have not seen anything very impressive at all as of this morning. Of course, again, we'll continue to keep you updated. Here's the thing, whether that rain chance is realized or not, we have got a gorgeous weekend on the way. The wind doesn't really pick up through Friday afternoon into the evening, but we will get a north wind to kind of cool us down a little bit. That should be enough to get us down into the low to mid 50s on Saturday morning. Then the wind does pick up a little bit starting Saturday morning and through a large portion of the afternoon, gusting to about 25 to 30, so nothing crazy, but it is going to be quite breezy on Saturday. Wind calms down Saturday evening into Saturday night, and that'll push us back down into the mid to low 40s. A little bit of a chilly start to your Sunday with enough sunshine to get us back into the mid 60s. Just a beautiful weekend on the way.
Alrighty, friends. So the good news is we're not as hot as yesterday, but we are still very warm. We'll keep eyes on those rain and thunderstorm potential for you as we get a little closer to it. And of course, we'll have more for you tomorrow morning on the latest edition of the Pinpoint Podcast or anytime in your KBTX Pinpoint Weather app. Get out there, enjoy your Wednesday. We'll see you back here on the next edition of the Pinpoint Podcast.